Hi guys, thanks again for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, over there one more time, I don't know, another brand new spanking episode of our Music and Marriage podcast. Give thanks for joining us. Let's talk.
We hope that wherever you are in the world, this podcast is reaching you in good health and in good spirits.
Mm-hmm. And before we start, I don't know, we have to big up our sponsors, right? So this episode is brought to you by Simply Rose Craft. If you need your home decor, door signs, door wreaths, just please don't hesitate to check out Simply Rose Craft. All right, she has her website, www.simplyrosecraft.com. Or you can check her on social media.
You don't know, she's the one that actually designed our merch. You know what I mean? So, Simply Rose, big up yourself. If you need your merch,
check in with Simply Rose.
Also, while you're at it, make sure you guys go over to Nikki Glitz Cosmetics to shop all your loose glitter in your palette. Tonight, I am wearing a shade from the Autumn palette. Make sure you guys go over to the website. She has different palettes, different colors, different shades. It's a wonderful palette line that you guys can get into. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys use your code MMP22 to get your 20% discount off.
Okay.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Before you're going on holiday business.
Right.
I see you're looking mighty Newcastle-ish tonight.
That's a dub. So that's why you stopped me to mention something about Newcastle.
Beautiful black and white stripes.
I mean,
you know,
I felt like, you know, maybe I was
looking like a winner. Looking like a winner today.
I look like a winner every day, baby.
Yeah, but the black and white, the winner, the winner stripes.
All right, I'm gonna give it to you.
Right, because I wear it, right? You can't say no negative about it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I really like the top, so I'm not trying to. You know, it is what it is. Like. Yeah, you got that. Right. I'll let you hold that.
Yeah, I see you looking mighty Newcastle-ish tonight. I like it. I like the getup.
Okay. Thank you. You know what? I did it for you. Because I know that you love Newcastle so much. And I saw this and I said, you know what? Let me make my baby happy because they won today.
Yeah, so let me just
make
today.
Oh, there you go, my earring. Let me make you feel good and wear something Newcastle-ish. Now, where's the back?
Well, I really like it. Yeah, so happy holidays to all of the people out there.
Yes, happy holidays to everyone. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ethiopian Christmas, whatever it is that you celebrate within the time. Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying it's still holiday. It's still in the whole bracket, even though it's somewhat outside of the typical holiday season, which is in late December, but it's late December, early January. Yeah. So, because Ethiopian Christmas is January 7th, correct?
Right. All right,
so it's right around the corner. It's like the week after. Yeah. So, you know, just happy holidays to everyone. I hope you guys are with your family or with your loved ones and you guys are just, you know, having fun and just being safe and just spending a lot of quality time with each other. Tomorrow is not promised. So, you know, whatever we get to come together as a family and just, you know, be one and just have fun, it's always a good vibe. So,
most definitely. Before we kick into the topic of today, right?
Uh-huh.
Watching one of our videos and reading the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And someone mentioned something that kind of piqued my interest.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring it to your attention. Right? I'm paraphrasing here. I'm not saying exactly what the person said, but she said something to the effect of competition anxiety is what keeps things interesting or something like that, keeps a woman interested or keeps a relationship going. Competition anxiety. What do you think she really mean by that? Explain that to me as a woman. Because I'm not get it.
I'm not get it neither. I'm not get it neither fully.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm taking from what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
I mean, females, they like the competition. They like to know that it's a chase to, you know, them no want a man when the other woman no want. I'm going to put it that way.
Really?
Because I know a lot of females that are like that. But say if him not have a bag of woman, them no want him. That means not go on for him, him not at, you know, them little thing there. So I'm assuming that's along the lines of what she's saying.
Competition.
As far as...
So, but yeah, that so like toxicity to me.
I mean, some would say that, but some would say that's the thrill of the relationship. That's what enticed them. That's what get them, keep them interested. Because a lot of females that I know that have that mentality, their thing is just, they like the person, but the relationship is boring.
Mm-hmm.
So in ways to make it, you know, entertaining is, for no same of other woman and chef ya argue with this, I get that, I get that. Like, things like that is entertaining for a lot of women, especially Jamaican women that I know. I know a lot of Jamaican women that's like, if him not have 2, 3, 4, 5 woman, it not make sense.
And she a compete for the...
And me and her, if you not tit for tat and
yeah.
Who I get this and who I get the better this and who I get more money and who I get vacation yesterday, so this.
So if there is no competition anxiety, then the relationship is a dud.
For most, but for me, I'm not really dependent on coming in on a competition with nobody. I'm not going to be sitting here feeling like I have to fight for your affection, fight for your attention, fight for your love.
Because I would really like to know what she means.
Well, maybe we should ask her. We should ask her to clarify.
No competition anxiety.
I've never heard that term really before. Mean? I've never heard that term before, but it is a very interesting term. And if it's meant the way that I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to read it upon that. But a lot of women do find that, you know, if certain things like that is not being done in a relationship, like he's not
mm-hmm.
a gallus.
Mm-hmm.
She don't really want him. Him boring, him not have no vibes and, you know.
Yeah, but no vibes don't necessarily mean...
But that's how they associate the action with it or the lack thereof. That's what I'm saying. So it's very weird. Yeah. We could ask her, definitely, whoever that is. I'm not sure
who. I don't remember the name of the person either. Mm-hmm. But it's in maybe the Sakash video that we did.
Okay, so maybe we can see if we could get her to reach back out. And
yeah.
But definitely, that's a good question, though.
Competition anxiety.
Yeah, but I'm not really with the whole competition thing. How do you feel as a man about that?
I mean...
Would you,
all right, as competition a man, anxiety... And from a man's perspective,
mm-hmm.
is not a relationship in terms of something that is steady. It's more like a sport. So the anxiety of the thrill of the chase, you know, the thrill of the hunt, you know? If you know, say...
Bro, you ain't never been a hunter. She have a million today. Man,
a looker, but a me win.
That's not, I mean...
But anxiety means
that's
fear.
That's how you would see it for
anxiety
men.
Means like
I understand
fear.
That.
So, all you are saying is not, when I really...
You don't see it as that?
Yeah, like...
Because...
When we hear the word anxiety, me I think fear. The fear of
it
losing...
It might not necessarily mean fear is losing. Just the being aggy, just the agitation
competition
of...
Competition and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the fear of losing...
Yeah, but if I have to sit here and I have to go through rings and rooms and all these things to prove my love for you, that doesn't make sense to me.
I understand that. And that's what I mean. I say from my end of the spectrum there,
mm-hmm.
it's more of like the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt.
That's how you see that she means that? Because what was the context of what we were discussing, why she said that? Do you remember?
I think Sakaj had made a comment about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's based upon that comment. I just don't remember the exact comment.
Probably about having to be with the man for probably a certain time in before getting engaged. Mm-hmm. Was that?
Maybe it was. and you know, it just... felt like when we read it, it just I was like, I was kind of lost, and I still am. You know, I thought you would kind of shed a little light on it for me as a woman.
Yeah, that's the first time I'm hearing that term. I'm not really familiar with it, so I don't really know.
Hmm.
But as I said, if that's from what I'm thinking, it is. If that's what it is, yeah, I'm not really with that.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to put nobody through the task of saying, okay, y'all got to fight for me and let me see who's going to come out on top and who's going to be the top dog and who's going to win my love. Like, no. I'm not going to do that to you.
Flavor of Love.
What?
Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love was my show. Oh, you know I used to love that ratchet shit, boy. Yeah, boy. Woo!
Flavor.
Yo, and he on Netflix now, so you know he getting his little change.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Flav, do your thing. But
that was my interesting terminology.
Yeah, I've never heard it before. We definitely would have to see if we could reach out to that person and ask her what she meant by that.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so topic of the day. So, I know this girl who's in a relationship with a guy, but the relationship with his mom and her is not too great. You know, in-law thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a issue because the mom and her never, or the parents and her never had a issue, mm-hmm. but it's just the mom not liking her because she feel like she took her son away from her type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So he proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're planning the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She feels some type of way because she don't want his mom to be there at the wedding.
Mm.
But he's like, that's my mama. She got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean I can't invite my mama to my wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, if your mom is coming to the wedding, there's going to be no wedding. I'm not getting married. We're not doing anything like... It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about being told that either your mom or your dad, your siblings, you know, someone close to you? Why you got this little you got this little sprinkle in face like, all right, you done? Because I got the I'm ready for this. I'm ready. Mm. How would you feel if your spouse to be is saying, hey, I'm not comfortable with your mom being there because I feel disrespected by things that she said or done to me throughout the time frame that we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you feel?
All right, well, first and foremost, right? Okay. What would be my advice?
To all him. Right.
Well, that's mm-hmm. a different question because...
Yeah, but still, how would you feel in a situation like...
I mean, all right, so let me answer one before I answer the other. All right? First and foremost, we cannot, for me, family,
mm-hmm.
and a mother in particular, mother,
mm-hmm.
is more than just family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Based upon my experience, we can only answer based upon my experience and not necessarily upon the particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
I got to answer that as well. But, you know, my mother, I feel happy. She has to be happy. You know what I mean? Before we go into a marriage.
So what
before
if
I go into any marriage,
mm-hmm.
right? My mother, mm-hmm. I feel happy.
With your decision.
With who may I get married to.
Your decision.
And the situation, she feel comfortable with that. She feel, even if she's not happy, and mm-hmm. she still say, I'm not really happy, but I'll support you, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still understand and take that and respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not happy, okay, we have to find a way to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't move forward with that without that bliss. It's like a blessing. Like
somewhere.
You need,
yeah.
Like me personally,
mm-hmm.
it's like we need that blessing there.
I understand what you mean.
From my mother, for say.
Go oops, ahead.
Ropes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If we not get that blessing there from mama, it's a go difficult. Mm-hmm. With this particular situation, though, right? It's tough. It's tough because the mother have a perspective which may not be true. You understand? And the wife, or this wife-to-be, also has a perspective because of the mother's actions, so to speak. You know, so either way, if me in a fame situation, me not get married. Because it go create an even bigger, more, you know, and bigger turmoil in the whole grand scheme of things. All right,
let me drop another scenario in it as well, because the mom wants the son, because he's in school to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So he's in law school right now.
Okay.
She wants him to sign a prenup.
Okay.
But the future wife is like, nah, she not having that. They've been together since he's been in college, and she's been with him before the money. Mm-hmm. So why do they need to do a prenup and this, that, and the third? So it's like she's feeling some type of
way. Yeah, but why not? Why not? Why not try to protect your son's interests? If you as a mother from the outside looking in, a sissy.
But you have to let
something not right. That's all. Mm-hmm. With you know, in your intuition, I tell you, say something not right as a mother.
Yeah.
Why not try to
warn?
Warn him and say, son, and then at the same time, why not try to resolve that issue there together as a family trying to come together? Why be stubborn as a wife to be, and also as the mother, you know, in not wanting to see your son be happy then?
Sometimes it's not even about neither of them wanting to see the other part, the man happy, the son or the husband happy. Mm. It's just more selfishness. The mom wants him to be hers and hers only. And the wife is trying to stay in her. Oh, there's moms that are out there that are like that.
Me not think no mother. Me personally, me, it's hard to see a mother that has a son, right? That does not want that son to go out there and find a good woman and procreate. There's
plenty of mothers out there that are like that. And then the guy find a nice woman and the mom chase her off with her craziness because she wants him for herself. There's many of times that happen. Plenty of times. And then there's a lot of mothers that are bitter that didn't have a father there to help her to raise that child. So she just feel possessive over that child. And that child is probably the one that's going to be the breadwinner for her. Or it's going to be that one that's going to take care of her. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways and reasons why mothers do get jealous. Mm-hmm. But I don't, like, for me personally, when I heard the situation, I was like, well, at the end of the day, as you said, I don't think the wedding should happen.
No, not at all.
Because eventually it's going to continuously be an issue for both parties. Because the wife, if you do go through with it, the mom is going to feel like, yes, he listens to me and he's doing what I says, but at the same time, the wife is going to look at him like, you ain't got no balls. Why are you still sucking on your mama titties? Mm-hmm. Like, be a man about yours. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So it's different ways that it's going to be attacking him. So they have to...
You know, the middle of this big thunderstorm.
Exactly. And then that's going to be a situation where he's going to feel like it's either somebody, it's either mother or the family members outside of the situation where they're going to put him in a scenario where you have to choose between your mom or your family or your family or your wife, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to always be a back and forth because they're both two powerful women in your life and have whole powerful position. But how you
solve a scenario like that?
I feel like for me...
solution?
For me...
Other than to just not get married.
For me, I feel like the first step I would make if I was in that position as the wife or even as the mother, I would have a sit down with everyone. And we all understand, yeah, my understand some men are really too dig the situation, I'm gonna too like you. But let's just be cordial and be respectful for him. He's the reason why you're here, he's the reason why I'm here. The only reason why we're connecting is because of him. Mm-hmm. And if we say we love him so much, Why is it that we can't sit down and work it out and figure something out? You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day...
Yeah, but have some woman with us constantly just...
Love the drama. And just love the drama and just want to bicker and just want to argue.
As a mother, you can't bother with that. You as a wife,
so if that's the case, if that's the case and your sister had to say, Targo, you have to keep it pushing because
it's going to always... You're married now and everything.
If you're married now, then that's a different story. Your parents got to stay out your goddamn life. You got to tell your mama, okay, mama, this is already something that's happening. You got to take a back seat.
Yeah, but suppose the mother not take a back seat.
So then you always in the rearview mirror, aside. You know what kind of this kind of reminds me of? Mama D and Scrappy. You know Little Scrappy, the rapper? I know you don't know their story, but you know Little Scrappy, the rapper. His mom is kind of like that. She's very overbearing, but she's very protective and loving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime he's in a relationship, she always impedes to the point where it's either a breakup or her and the person that he's with have a terrible relationship.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's mothers that are out there that are like that, that don't want their sons to... They say they want them to find a good woman. Well, when they do find a good woman, they find faults and pick... And, you know what I'm saying? Break her down to a level where you don't even want to look at her respectable anymore, to a degree where it's like, you know, that's a wife material certain way.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, even when you do have a mom and... He's the type of person where he's never really full out said certain things to his mom. He might have behind closed doors. But for me, most men, they're never going to confront their mother. It's always going to be turned towards the spouse.
Yes, so as a woman, I know that.
No. Don't come with that bullshit now. No.
As a woman, I know that, no.
So because I know that you're going to always do some stupid...
Let me ask the question before you jump. As a woman, now you know that now, right? Why you gonna get married in the first place, knowing that that scenario I got always a rear it ugly.
But you have to think about this. She's gonna be giving up her happiness because your mom don't know how to control her emotions, so you don't know how to deal with your mom to the level where she understands that I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna forever be your son. But this is my wife. It's a difference. Certain things that you provide for me as a mother, she's providing different things. Similar, but she's providing also different things for me that you cannot do. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what would be the issue, why a mom would be like. For me, I could never look at my sons and be like, I wouldn't. And you know what? For me, I will fall back as the mother.
Yeah, we wouldn't get married.
I will fall back as the mother because once I see that my son love you to that level and he's giving you that respect and he wants to be with you, I'm going to give you a chance. But the minute you slip, ooh, bitch, you're done.
Yeah, and that is the thing, you know, knowing that as the wife to be.
But that's
Just chill. Just leave it alone. Just... Keep it on a certain level until you can win that.
Until you can
win that welcome.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm gonna be respectful of your mom, but your mom have to be respectful of your spouse as well.
Yeah, but you know, respect, so the mother not gonna respect.
Respect the mother most times don't respect because they have this hierarchy mentality. Like, I'm his mama. He gonna always choose me. So most mothers don't, it's not like that. It's not like that.
You can
that.
Blame a man where his mother raised him, like how you raise your sons then.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you'd blame them for saying, I'm my mother that, you know.
I'm not going to blame them, but I'm going to let them understand that your wife is your wife and your mother is your mother. It's certain time and certain place. If you feel like I'm in a position where I'm wrong, you can be able to say to me, yo, moms, you out of line. You need to fall back a bit.
And you're going to feel good about that?
I'm not going to feel good, but
and
I'm going to fall.
Say, yo, I'm to you, mommy.
No.
Sit your ass down.
The disrespect shit ain't going to work now. That's not going to work because I drop kick that ass real quick fast. That's a different story. If you come and you sit down to me and be like, yo, moms, you really stepping out of line and she me
sit
feel,
your ass
she,
down, mom. Come on, mommy.
Wop, wop, wop. Yeah. One time. Drip up, kick down, everything.
This is my queen. I got married that girl. I'm
listen.
I hear nothing about what
you
say.
If
right
that's
now.
What you want, homie.
Sit down.
Nah, we're not doing that. If you want to talk to me, you're going to be respectful. Cool. I will fall back all the way back. But what you're not going to do is disrespect me.
You see, and this is the problem I'm coming up with. You know I'm going to take offense. Even if I'm going to say it not, Tafari going to say it in a disrespectful way.
No, I would not take offense to all the way back. I'm not going to be offended by that.
You're going to have like an attitude here and there until it starts seep up.
No.
And then nonsense go on again.
No.
That's so honesty.
No. No. I'm not going to hold resentment towards him because of how he feels. If he feels that I overstepped my boundaries, my might all again she look a bit come my mind say, all on dinner. My might say, as she put it in him, it's certain way, but at the same time, hold on. But at the same time, when the day is done and my hot head is cooled and I sit down and I'm reflecting on things, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to say, damn, would I have wanted my mother-in-law to treat me that way? Would I have wanted my mother-in-law to give me an opportunity to explain myself? And then after thinking about that, then I would have reevaluated the situation and come back with a different mindset. But when I come back with a different mindset now, and if you feel like you want to come and still be rah, 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 disrespectful, then that's a different story. Our bets are off. But I'm going to always make sure that I give my children, spouse, partners, that opportunity to explain and to be, you know, just to be nice to them.
Listen to me, man. As a woman, right? You not going to always have something in the back of your mind.
What's that?
If the sons come to you and say, just fall back, mommy. Let me deal with this. You not going to act there.
No.
It's impossible. Pony just say, you know, let me fall back for real.
You not going
to always have something
I will.
Caught up and say, Jano Star, I can't believe that Tafari really tell me. Say,
I'm going to feel some type of way, yes. But as I said, if it's in a disrespectful way, it's going to be handled differently.
No, not disrespectful.
If it's not disrespectful, just, I can never be.
If it's not disrespectful,
but you
got still.
Of course, but even listen to me. Even when you do shit to me, I still feel some type of way. But I get past it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There will be a point where I'm gonna get past it. I'm gonna have to understand they're grown ass men. They're grown. So she's a grown ass woman. So I have to let them decide and make their decisions on their own. However, you gonna hear my input. You're gonna hear what I have to say. Whether you take my advice, yes or no. Now I'm going to be one of the best mother-in-laws ever. Like, I just pray that God just guide me, that I'm here health-wise to be here to guide all of my children with their relationships.
You hear that? Meddling.
I didn't say I was going to be meddling. I'm going to be there to
guide them in their relationship.
Yes, I'm going to be there when they need advice. If they need somebody to pull up 2 o'clock in the morning with the boots on, with the strap in the pocket, like I'm gonna be that mother. Whatever you need, if you need somebody to come over 5 o'clock in the morning to make breakfast for you every morning because your girl ain't doing it, I'm gonna be that mother. Pop up, good morning, and I'm gonna come make breakfast.
Meddling.
I'm not gonna be That's not meddling.
That's meddling.
I would love your mom to come in. Listen, I would love your mom to come in and say she's going to come make dinner and come do all of this.
Create tension now with Tafari wife.
No,
or with King wife.
If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing for my son, and I can do it, and I can come and cook a meal for him, I can come and clean his house for him.
But Tafari never said come.
If he said don't come, I'm going to stay my ass at home. But the minute he say mama move, I'm moving. It ain't nothing else to it. I don't business about none of that. If he got a girl, that's fine. As long as she playing her part and doing her role, I don't got no issues with her. I'm going to be happy for him. I want them to have stability. I want them to find happiness. I want them to have that. But what I don't want them to feel like they have to settle and take certain shit from people or females or males. You know, for my daughter to feel like she got to sit down and allow a man to treat her certain way just
and
because.
That is exactly what.
No.
The woman, the mother is going through mentally, thinking.
I understand that as a mother. But what I'm saying to you, in the scenario, there is no ill treatment towards her son. And that's what I'm telling you because I'm cool with him. And he's telling me that she treats him wonderful. His mom just don't like her because she just don't like her. Okay. So it's not like saying this is from his mouth. So it's not like saying he's like, well, mom's is cool with her, you know what I'm saying? She just be doing shit sometimes and, you know, mom see it. It ain't nothing like that. The moms really just don't like shorty because she feel like she's taking her son away. And she realized that her son is really interested in her.
Well,
a bad mind that. And then that's what Mr. Team.
The man of us step up.
You have to. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what I said to him. At the end of the day, it's not about being disrespectful. It's not about being forceful. It's not about being loud.
Sometimes women know to you, Nikita. So it's like when your mother say, rrr, it's like it hard not as up. A man for say, damn, yo. Mother say, rrr. She know best, you know.
Not all the time.
Control it, you know.
I mean, I agree to an extent.
It's difficult to go against.
Of course, of course.
A mother's intuition as a man.
Especially if, as a man, that's the only guidance you know, that's the only person you always turn to.
Difficult.
I understand that and I get that.
And it's even more difficult to go against your mother's intuition and go married. And then you're in and shit hit the fan, and then you're in the middle. And Afia said, damn, I forgot to tell my mother self to chill. Because rare.
Well, either way, I'm still going to be that mama. Difficult. When you call me and you tell me, hey, it didn't work out or whatever, I'm still going to be right there. Through the divorce trial, I'm going to be right there. Yana, I saw her cheating. Let me seat, my seat. So either way, like, I feel like the support shouldn't end. But as a mother, we have to understand our place as well. And realize that when we were dating, our spouses or your child's father, whoever it is that you had in your life, your significant other, you wanted to be welcomed by the family. You wanted to be accepted. You wanted to be loved. You wanted to be sought as his woman, you know, someone respected in his life. So why would you try to do the opposite and make your child have to be going through hoops and valleys because, or having a unhappy home? Because his mom don't know how to act right. That's not fair. And if you love your child that much, you should be able to sit down and bring yourself to that space where you're like, okay, I have to be an adult right now. And as much as I love my son, I have to want him to have happiness. And if she brings him happiness, what's the issue? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's very stupid to me, but... Let us know what you think about this episode.
I agree.
Make sure you guys go and subscribe. Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting. Make sure you guys go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, RSR Network, if you're listening on a streaming platform. And if you're viewing us on YouTube, make sure you guys go over to a streaming platform, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and subscribe. And make sure you hit that notification bell so whenever we do release an episode on YouTube, you are notified and you are in the loop of what's going on. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching us again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, you know the thing. I give thanks again for another listening. Episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. All right?
Well, good people.
Step on yourself.
World Cup Argentina. So, big up yourself and all y'all fans out there. Yeah, we got to big up the Argentinian fans. Like, stop hating because your bum-ass team ain't reach nowhere, my guy. Like, Argentinian fans, big up yourself. World Cup 2022. He mad. My son is a Messi fan, and he said to big them up.
All right, whatever.